Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Coach! Coach! Just pretending to be your father.
Why?
Huh? Why?
It doesn't matter. Look, I just had a great idea. How'd you like to make a little extra money?
Sure.
Have you ever heard of a food co-op? What you do is you find a farmer who's willing to sell you bulk food at wholesale prices.
Getting it.
And then you sell it for less than a store would charge, but more than you paid for it. See, the customers get great food, and you make money.
I like it.
So, are you in?
How much is this going to cost us?
Nothing. I'm doing it on credit.
I'm in.
All right. I knew you'd love this. I'll go place the first order.
Jeez, Kelly, a food co-op? That's the stupidest idea I ever heard in my life. Somebody give me more coffee.
Would you like a muffin with that?
Seen him yet? Why?
The farm just delivered our first order of tomatoes.
What's wrong with them?
Nothing. They're perfect. It's just that there's a lot of them.
Well, we only ordered 300.
Well, it turns out they don't sell them individually. They only sell them by the bushel.
We have 300 bushels of tomatoes? Well, how many is that?
28,400. Roughly a team room full.
What?
I didn't know where else to put them. I was desperate. When my dad sees them, he's going to go nuts.
That's not an entirely inappropriate response.
Hey, guys.
Hiya.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. I've just been eating a lot of candy lately.
But if you'll excuse us, Dauber and I have to find some new storage facilities for the food co-op.
Hey, Bob, on that food co-op thing, is it too late to order more tomatoes?
Are you kidding? You can have as many as you want.
Oh, good. I'll take my tomato, and Art Hipke says he's like one, too.
Great.
Hey, we got big trouble in New Jersey.
What are you talking about?
We're going to lose Quinn Decker. Everybody's brother is trying to recruit him. And you got to make a trip there, or else we're not going to... He's going to go someplace else.
He's going to someplace else anyway. You already said he wanted to play on the East Coast.
Hey, I think I can sway him. He and I have been talking, and we formed kind of a bond, a trust, simpatio, if you will.
I'm not going to make a trip to New Jersey on a long shot. If you want to get this kid, you get him.
You want me to go by myself?
Sure, go for it.
You'd give me $129 of the university's money plus 6 meal vouchers just because I got a hunch about a player? You go that far out on a limb for me?
Luth, you and I have been together 22 years, right? I'd like to think we have some simpatio, too.
She's... I'm not going to forget this, Hayden. New Jersey, here I come.
Hey, Chris. Oh, hi, Luth.
Hey, you got a special guy over there. Don't you ever forget it. I'm going to New Jersey.
What was that all about?
Oh, nothing. Just losing a little bit more of his mind, that's all.
Hey, this is a surprise. Mm-hmm.
Well, are you in the mood to do something really exciting?
No, but I can be just like that.
How would you like to fly with me first class on an all-expense-paid weekend, stay in an absolute palace in the city that never sleeps?
Which one is that?
New York.
Oh, geez, I hate New York. I just turned down a trip to New Jersey. Why the hell would I want to go to New York?
Because I have been asked to speak at a Women in Broadcasting seminar, and they gave me 2 free tickets. I thought a trip to New York might be fun.
How fun would be a trip to Acapulco or Houston?
Fine. If you don't want to go, I'll go by myself.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. If you're going to get mad, I'll go. What palace are we staying in?
You've heard me speak before about my friend Sarah Paget?
Yeah, but I never paid any attention. What about her?
She organized the seminar. She has a fabulous apartment on Central Park, and she's offered it to us.
Ah, oh, jeez, man. What do we have? I don't want to stay with Sarah.
Just forget it.
Oh, no, wait a minute. If you want to stay with your friend, that's fine. I mean, we can still have sex, can't we?
Just forget it.
Okay, all right. You don't have to give me an answer now. We'll go to New York. I mean, heck, maybe I can help Luther recruit this kid we're after.
I really do think you'll have a good time. Oh, my God. Hayden, is that blood?
Jeez, I don't think so. Football season's over with.
Place.
You call this a palace?
Do you have any idea how much an apartment like this costs in New York?
The price would knock a basket off your head.
Well, Luther's apartment's bigger than this place. Well,
you're not paying for the size, you're paying for the view.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a guy down there on the sidewalk taking a leak.
Well, I love it. It's so New York.
Well, so's a happy tinkler down there.
If there's nothing else you need, I'll be going. Call me if you need any assistance.
Thank you. Now, admit it. Isn't this better than staying at a hotel?
I don't know. I hate staying with people I don't know. I don't feel like I have any privacy. I mean, hey, what if I feel like I want to take all my clothes off and just lounge around? I don't feel like I can do that.
You never do that.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Do not.
I do, too. I do it when you're not there. I was going to do it tomorrow when you're at that stupid seminar. It's about the only thing in New York I was looking forward to.
You're just grumpy because you haven't eaten. Sarah told us we could help ourselves to anything we want.
Hey, what's this Sarah like, anyway?
You'll like her. She's a real dynamo.
I hate dynamos. That's why I live in Minnesota, outside of Mrs. Hubert Humphrey. There aren't any.
Well, Sarah has gone out of her way to make this weekend nice for us. So I would appreciate it if you would act like the charming and gracious person I know you're capable of pretending to be.
So, okay. Well, what do you want to do your first night here?
I don't know. I want to do something New York.
Okay, give me your wallet.
Sarah, I'd like you to meet Hayden. Hayden, this is my dear friend, Sarah Paget.
The infamous Hayden Fox. It's good to finally meet you. You were right, Christine. It was worth whatever hell you went through.
Sarah, your place is fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I'm just thrilled both of you are staying in New York with me. So, Hayden, I understand you're a real sports fan.
Yeah, well, it sort of comes with being a football coach.
Well, I don't know how much of a baseball fan you are, but how'd you like to go to a Yankee game tomorrow night?
Are you serious? That'd be great.
I arranged through a friend for you and Luther, is it, to sit in the dugout.
The dugout?
That way, I thought Christine and I could do something together.
Oh, hell, you can have her. Hey, thank you, Sarah.
Excuse me.
Finally, a friend I don't hate.
Hello?
I don't even hate this apartment anymore.
I told you she was wonderful.
I don't even hate the fact that she's a dynamo. I may even get naked here tomorrow.
Oh, I have chills. I am so excited. Thank you, Rune. You have just made my life. Oh, my God!
What?
I've been trying to sell the network on a primetime magazine show. They just bought it, and I'm the executive producer.
Oh, Sarah, congratulations. I'm so thrilled for you.
Hey, yeah, come on. Let's celebrate. Let's open a bottle of champagne. Do you have any?
No. No, I want to take the two of you out. This calls for a major celebration.
Oh, I'll finally make enough money to afford all the things I have.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What is it?
Christine, oh, my God. The show is designed for six anchors across the country. I want you to audition for the Minneapolis anchor.
Me?
The decision isn't mine alone, but I'm sure you have a real shot.
Oh, my God, I've been hoping for a chance like this for 20 years.
I wouldn't even have to leave Minneapolis.
Well, Sarah, are you serious?
Well, why not? You're smart, you're classy.
Oh, she's the smartest, classiest woman I know.
Well, that goes without saying.
What do you see what they consider a palace in New York?
You sure Christine won't mind me being here?
Nah, she's at her audition. Hey, Christine, what are you doing?
Oh, it's you. I'm just trying to work off some nervous energy. I told the maid when she left just to leave everything out.
What are you so nervous about?
I'm nervous about the audition. What do you think? So how'd it go?
I don't know. I never say things like this about myself. But I was good, Hayden. I was really good.
Great.
Until I was sitting in that chair, I didn't know how much I want this.
Who all was there?
Everybody. Sarah, the other producers, the president of the news division. Peter Jennings even popped his head in. Oh, we actually did the audition on the set of World News Tonight. Do you know what that's like?
I don't even know what that is.
This is really the big time. This is network television. I mean, it's worldwide. Oh, it just kills me that I didn't get it.
You don't know you didn't get it.
Oh, Sarah said she would call the minute she knew. She hasn't called. That means
she doesn't know.
She knows. She hasn't called because she doesn't know how to break this to me. Oh, my God, that's her. Hello? Hi, Sarah.
What are they saying? What are they saying?
They've made the decision. Yeah, I'm still here. This isn't at all what I expected. Would it be all right if we just talked tonight when you got home? Okay. Yeah, thanks. See you then.
What happened?
The Minneapolis job went to a woman in Chicago.
You're kidding.
What? Don't they know you're from Minneapolis?
Oh, geez, honey, I'm sorry. I know how much you wanted this. Hey, come on. Those guys at the network don't know anything about television.
Well, they know what they want. And they want me to be the host of the whole show. They want me to move to New York.
What do you mean they want you to move to New York?
Well, this is where they're doing the show, and the host would have to be based here.
Does that mean you have to leave Minneapolis?
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I told Sarah that we'd talk about it when she got home tonight. I don't know what I'm doing. My head is spinning.
Well, are you thinking of taking it?
Well, how can I not be thinking of taking it?
And move to New York?
Well, Luther, Hayden and I really need to talk. Can you...
What?
Buzz off for a while.
Well, yeah, let me know when you're ready to go to the ball game.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be going to ball game. I think we're going to be talking here for a while.
Is it okay if I still go?
Yeah.
Christine, congratulations. I know this is something you always wanted. I just hope that everything...
Before this conversation gets emotional and crazy, can I at least have the pleasure of enjoying this moment? My God, the network wants Christine Armstrong. Listen to how that sounds, Hayden. Magazine America with Christine Armstrong.
Yeah, that sounds good. Here's another title. Real Life with Mrs. Hayden Fox. Now, how do we get there if you're in New York?
I'm not leaving you. This isn't a question of my leaving you.
Why, Christine, if you're in New York, then you're leaving.
Well, you make it sound like if I choose it, I'm choosing it over you.
Well, if I'm in my cabin in Minnesota and the only way I can see you is to turn on the TV, it sure as hell sounds like you're choosing it over me.
Would that really be so different from how we live now? I mean, I spend most of the week in Minneapolis. Now I'd spend most of the week in New York, and we'd still be together on the weekends.
Are you talking yourself into this?
No. I'm just trying to look at all the options.
Well, then look at a map, Christine. New York is a hell of a lot further away than Minneapolis.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be different. You're making it sound impossible.
So, come on, you know me. For me, different is impossible.
So you're saying you don't want me to take this?
No, what I am saying is I want you to think things through.
I am thinking things through.
But not the way I want you to.
Okay. Let's say I turn this job down. But I only do it because it's what you want, not what I want. How would that make you feel?
You've trained me pretty well, Christine. I smell a trap here.
How would you feel?
I am really not in touch with that emotion right now.
Oh, come on.
I would feel great. That's not right, is it?
Let me come at this another way. Let's say you were the one to get another job somewhere. Let's say you were to get a head coaching job at Miami or Alabama or Notre Dame. Those are good football schools, right?
Yeah.
You've trained me well, too. Would you turn the job down if I wanted you to?
I wouldn't have to, because I wouldn't be leaving you. I'd ask you to come with me.
You would?
Yep, you and me, Christine, forever together.
Would you come with me?
Huh?
What if I take the job and you move to New York?
Well, you'd be asking me to give up a program that I spent 8 years of my life building up. I just can't pick up and go, you know that.
But you would expect me to. And if I couldn't, would you go anyway?
What are the three schools again?
You know you would. But that wouldn't mean that we were finished. There is another way. I think we can make this work long distance.
Well, I don't, Christine. I mean, sure, oh, yeah. I mean, we'd try for a while and everything. Yeah, we'd fly back and forth. We'd meet in Akron and we'd make love in the men's room at the airport. I mean, it'd be beautiful for a while. But then all of a sudden, the planes start to be a pain. And then we start skipping weekends and we start skipping phone calls. And next thing you know, your life's gone one way and my life's gone another.
I think our relationship is stronger than that.
Christine, I don't know anyone that could survive a long-distance relationship. And if you think we can, you are deluding yourself.
I don't think I am.
You're taking this job, aren't you?
I haven't said that. But how can I say no? This is the opportunity of my lifetime.
Yeah, what are we doing? Just roll the dice on Hayden and Christine?
I think it's a great bet. I actually think this is a good thing for us. I think this will prove just how strong our relationship is.
My God. I finally heard Christine Armstrong tell a lie.
What do you mean?
Don't you tell me. This is for us. This is for you!
I am completely and utterly devoted to you. And you know that.
Yeah, I know you were. As long as your career could only take you as far as Minneapolis.
That's not fair.
We still getting married?
What?
Are we still getting married?
Of course.
When?
I don't know. We've never set a date.
Well, let's set a date now.
You would get married just to keep me from going to New York?
I'm scared, Christine. You're the only thing in my life that I've ever wanted. I'm scared to death of losing you.
But you're not going to.
Then let's set a date.
It's not going to change my decision.
You're definitely taking the job.
I'm taking the job.
I'm going to the ball game.
Hey, wait. I know we can make this work.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?